RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
As you, I'm sure, know by now, Philip Duncan is head weather analyst and owner of weatherwatch.co.nz. 20 years in media covering radio, TV, print, and online. And he provides the weather service for RCR, which many people are happy with and are sitting their days up now with his forecasts. And I wasn't much of a fan of the weather lately, but I'm listening now. Philip, thanks for coming on RCR again, not with the weather forecast, but to talk about, well, forecasting issues anyway. It's great to have you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for the weather forecasting you do. The listeners are loving it. They're loving it. And it's accurate. It's actually quite accurate, I've noticed.
Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate that. I'm really enjoying doing it. It's a fun new job and I feel like I'm back into radio again, which is where I started my entire career. So I'm really enjoying doing these audio updates for you and glad to hear that they're accurate. That's always a good start.
Yeah, well, we're in a tricky place to forecast too, in the Southern Lakes areas. I guess there's a lot of variability because of the terrain and the, you know, the geography and everything. And so far, so good. So there
you go. Great to hear. Thank you very much.
Here's some feedback for you. Now, we've also talked here about NIWA and the Met Office or the Met Service. Why did the government have two weather forecasting agencies competing against each other in the commercial market? Well, now there's been a development, I think, with Judith Collins, who was arguably misled by NIWA in terms of information regarding Cyclone Gabriel. It looks like NIWA is going to swallow up the Met Office now. Is that how you understand it?
Yeah, it is. You know, ultimately, the government has done the right thing. And, you know, we're no longer going to have two competing government-run weather agencies. Some people argued with me that, well, that's good for competition. They'll make each other better. They never really understood that when it's the government, it's not the same as the private sector because the government is an authority. And so if you've got two authorities that are saying two different things, that's like a police service saying the speed limit's 100 k's an hour and the fire service saying it's 90 k's an hour. And both of them are authorities out of the government. So it's a good thing that the government's made some decision here. And finally, after 12 years of this ridiculous double up, NIWA has won. NIWA's empire is going to continue to grow. And as you accurately said, they're gobbling up Met Service.
I would have thought that Met Service in forecasting would have been the dominant entity given its history. It's been around, what, for 100 years or more, probably, and to have the history, yet it's NIWA, who always have come across as a bit dodgy, I think, to us with their misleading and the salaries their people are on and the climate stuff they've been involved in. It seems to be that the evil empire is soaking up the good guys. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so the issue with government, one of the things I've noticed in my years, you know, I got into this industry not thinking that I was going to end up having the government as my biggest thorn in my side. They probably say the same thing about me. But the weird thing about this is I've learned that government loves power. It's all about power, empires, people carving out their power trips. And whether that's from the left or the right, it's all the same, exactly the same. I've never noticed any difference. So when someone pointed out to me about 8 years ago that NIWA is much bigger as an agency than Met Service is, I kind of realized the writing was on the wall then for Met Service because the government loves big, powerful industries, big, powerful government agencies. And so Met Service is smaller. They're being absorbed by the agency that out of the blue suddenly started competing with them and has never in 12 years been transparent about how NIWA got the funding to do all this. They stopped paying dividends to the government as a result of doing this. They brought in people from overseas, and it was all about cannibalizing and attacking another government agency. So on the one negative side about this merger, I'm very, very surprised that NIWA's rewarded for bad behavior because we have never had a transparent answer out of NIWA in over a decade. I've met prime ministers like John Key. I've met Stephen Joyce, who was the minister in charge of NIWA at the time, or minister in charge of science like Judith Collins is now. And they were baffled how NIWA managed to do this. But it shows you what I've always said. NIWA's a power unto itself, and they basically operate under their own rules. And one of the issues that we see going forward with this, and I hope I'm wrong, is NIWA has a real lack of transparency. They're not open like MetService are. MetService are very open and they work with us. NIWA doesn't, and they don't have to because they're a Crown Research Institute. So I think the government's going to have to do a lot of work to fix that problem. And the Commerce Commission, they're going to have to get involved because the Commerce Commission shot down our complaint by saying there is no monopoly just because the government owns the two biggest players. Their argument was they own two different players, but they compete with each other, whereas now they're going to be merged into one building, one management system, one funding. That makes it a monopoly by default. And so hopefully the Commerce Commission will also help ensure that this does become a good thing for the public and not just more of growing the empire of NIWA.
The politicization of weather, this could be a thing because NIWA is involved in making or creating models for climate change and policy possibly could come from that because the weather has to be transparent, right? I mean, it has to be what the weather is. I guess some people are a little nervous about the weather forecasting serving another aim, and that is to carry forth a political message which is being used in lockstep around the world to screw with people's lives. So there's that too. There's that, just that little thing.
So your MetService are a lot like WeatherWatch. When it comes to the weather forecasts, you don't hear MetService meteorologists talking a lot about climate change because it's kind of an unrelated thing to the daily weather. Yes, it's definitely connected, but it's a different role. It's a bit like when there's an emergency, we have the fire service, the ambulance, the police. They're all part of the government. They all have uniforms. They all drive cars with flashing lights. But they all do different roles. And that's the same as NIWA climate scientists and researchers versus the everyday weather forecaster. And getting into climate change when you're a weather forecaster is a distraction because it's got nothing to do with, most of the time, nothing to do with what's going to happen tomorrow. But it can explain why some things are worse or some things have changed. That's certainly part of it. My hope is that from this merger, the Commerce Commission being involved and the government having to really talk about what is happening here by merging a state-owned enterprise with a Crown Research Institute, a very aggressive commercial Crown Research Institute, I hope that this actually leads down the path of what I've been asking for over a decade, which is open data. If we had true, proper open data, and by the way, NIWA will always correct me on this, and so will MetService, they'll say they've got it, but their version of open data is giving you some of it and then limiting what you can do with it. That's not open data. Open data is I'm allowed to use it just as much as they are. And that is normal in Australia, America, Canada, England, Japan, you name it. That's what I hope comes from this. I hope that the management of NIWA sort of realize that they've now got a much bigger thing going on and worrying about small stuff like data. And it's not small, but it is small in the sense of this is a petty thing for them to be owning. Once they make it fully for free, fully open, then all that climate data and all of that historical data is there for all of us to see. And that is something that is missing from New Zealand. And that's the part that would fix a lot of the problems, especially on the commercial side, but also the politics side.
Okay. Do you hear anything from MetService people? I mean, what would they be thinking about the prospect of being absorbed into NIWA?
I haven't spoken to anyone directly about what they think of this, other than over the years of talking to them, there is not the greatest friendships between them. And when you think about it, it makes sense. It would be, you know, it's sort of like someone in your own family going against you. And that's what NIWA did. NIWA commercially went after MetService and misled select committees in Parliament about it. They denied that they were trying to compete with MetService. And the media in New Zealand and the politicians at the time just went, okay, we believe you. And now a few years later, here they are absorbing MetService as if like, yep, it doesn't matter. So I find that very concerning moving forwards because the management at MetService are an open book and they are really open to working with the private sector and doing the right thing. NIWA goes the other direction and they don't seem to have that same interest. So I hope that there's a culture change. The CEO's been there for 17 years, which seems remarkable that you're allowed to have a CEO in charge of a government agency that long. But he's been there a very long time, and I'd imagine probably time for a change and freshen everything up.
Yeah, this is why some of us think there's more to NIWA than meets the eye. We don't have to get into that now. But from what you've told us, you know, politicians just shrugging their shoulders and giving them a pass every time. And then, you know, after misleading, I think, more than one minister on climate data, they might argue that it wasn't quite misleading, but it, you know, talk to Ian Wishart about that, he'll tell you. And sort of a track record like that, you wonder, you know, and the 17-year term of the CEO, I mean, you'd be wanting to term limit CEOs of government departments or public service departments anyway, probably just as a logical thing. So that doesn't make sense. So something, some of us think something, there's more to Niwa than what meets the eye, Philip, but who knows?
They've got some really talented climate researchers there, some really amazing, hardworking scientists. The sad part about it is you don't hear so much about what they're doing anymore. It's a lot more about weather and breaking records and history breaking, and this is the biggest ever and the hottest ever. And that information is good to know, but the way it's delivered is highly commercial and very aggressive. And it just needs a bit of a toning down in the room kind of thing. This merger should do that because they're no longer competing against each other. And Met Service, the brand, is still likely to stay. And it should do, because Met Service is quite a liked and popular brand. It's one of the reasons why I, early on in my fights with the government, sort of backed off from getting too sort of grumpy with them. And I've said this to their faces, that the public like Met Service. For, you know, they're not perfect, no one is, but they do have kind of they are trying their best to be accurate and not get into commercial stuff and not get into politics. Niwa, their lack of transparency, you know, the editor of the New Zealand Herald, Shane Curry, reporter at The Listener, Paul Gorman, they've asked Niwa the most basic questions about how they got the money to do all this, what their intentions are. And for years, it's just been, for commercial reasons, Niwa's not going to respond. And that just seems unacceptable to me. And I hope that this merger forces them to, because they'll have a commercial monopoly, and that changes everything in my mind.
You're just reminding me, when I first started in broadcasting in 1980, National Radio down the hall, I was at the rock station, still crossed to the Met office, and a real forecaster read the forecast.
Yeah.
And they had fans.
Yeah, you know. And I've grown up with Met Service. I grew up with National Radio. My parents still listen to National Radio every morning. And I, you know, so when I'm staying with them, it's all National Radio and all the Met Service and Niwa. And, you know, it plays an important role. And I don't think some people in politics, some of the leaders in the government, have framed what WeatherWatch does very well. There's a lot of this, oh, you're just wanting it for commercial reasons. And they say that in a vacuum, as if Niwa and Met Service have nothing commercial going on and we're just trying to attack them. But it's actually the other way around. There is no other country on earth that's got such an aggressively commercial weather side to the government. So again, the merging of these two commercial agencies hopefully means that the Commerce Commission has to regulate what they do. And that's what I see as a positive out of this. And also, I'm optimistic that the government and Niwa and Met Service will try and do the right thing, because I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. Whether I'm right or not, time will tell.
A rain gauge half full.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Silver linings on the clouds. Yeah, there we go. We could do these analogies.
And you're just like what I just recalled from the old days. We've got a real weather forecaster doing the weather. So that's cool on RCR. Mm-hmm. Right, Philip, I guess only time will tell, but we wouldn't want to be waiting too long to find out how this is going to go.
I think it could take a year or so for them to do it, from what I've heard. Yeah. Because they've got to change law, and then I think the Commerce Commission may have to get involved, or we may have to ask them to be involved. I hope not. I really hope they just do the right thing and they actually speak to people again before they get to the next level.
Right. Head weather analyst and owner of WeatherWatch, Philip Duncan, thanks for coming on again, and we'll keep listening for the forecasts on RCR. Cool.
Thanks very much. Cheers, mate.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.